Welcome to Shomar Shavuot on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Leib Asitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvos Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, the end of Amud, brings the story with Shmuel that questioned his father regarding Shvuyos. So his father told him, if it would be your daughters, would you not be more lenient? The Gemara says it was Shgoga Yoytzi Piyashalit, it was something that Tzadik said and happened, and the daughters Shmuel Ishtaboyu, they were captured. And the Gemara brings the whole story, how the daughters of Shmuel came, and their life, the Shaboyim, the one people that captured them, they left them outside to come and speak on their own and say that even though they were captured, they are Tahar, and therefore they'll be Naaman. And the Gemara goes on and says that even though there was a rumor that there's Edi Tumah, there's Edi that saw that the daughters of Shmuel did become Tameh, still we don't care about the rumor because they're not here. And this leads to a big machlokes rishonim. If the daughters of Shmuel really did have tumah or not, the Rishbam in Bo Basra Daf Kuf Mem Tes learns that Isur bar Giyura, who was that? He was that Shaboy. He was the one who had a relationship with the daughter of Shmuel, and from that was born Rav Mari. And afterwards he became a ger. And that's why Rav Mari is named in the name of his mother, not the name of his father. That's what Rishbam Bo Basra learns. Tosfos over there argues. Tosfos says that they didn't do anything wrong. As the Mishmos of our Gemara that says that they told Rav Shemin, go take care of with your kravis because they're tar, as seems to be the Maskana of our Gemara. So Tosfos learns that Rami, the son of Isur Giyura, is somebody else. If you look at the Yerushalmi over here in this parak in Ksuvos, the Yerushalmi brings the story very similar to our Gemara, a little different names. And then the Yerushalmi says that they told Shimon bar Bo, go take care of your kravis, which are the daughters of Shmuel. So the Yerushalmi says he married the first one and she died. Then he married the second one and she died as well. Why? Lama begin the shakun, they lied. They lied, they said the Torah. Says the Yerushalmi, chas v'shalom lo yishikun, no, they didn't lie. So why did they die? Because of the chatos of Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, she'iber tashona b'chutz l'aretz. We know that the Gemara says of Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, he was me'aber the Shona out of Eretz Yisrael, and that was something wrong that he did. So the daughters of Shmuel says the Yerushalmi said the truth, they were not tameh, but the reason they died, they were punished because of Hananya Achi Rabbi Yeshua, because of the mistake that he made. What's the shaykhis between his mistake to them? So the simple understanding, the Korban Eidah says in Yerushalmi, that they were his relatives, and because of their relation, his aveira caused them to die, but really has nothing to do with the story that we have over here. But the Vilna Gaon has a whole different shot, and he explains that they were in fault, they did something wrong, based on Hananya Achi Rabbi Yeshua. And this Gaon is printed in the Shnei Siliyo, which is a Pirush Gaon Mishnayis, and the end of Maseches Brachos Likutim, of different things of the Gaon that were not printed, and it was brought down over there. And the Chasam Sefer also over here quotes this Gaon. So the Gaon explains the following. There's another Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph of our Maseches. Then this is probably the most famous Yerushalmi from all Yerushalmis. Yerushalmi says that a girl below the age of 3 years old, the Gemara told us that her Bisulim come back. Even if she loses her Bisulim, they come back. If she's above 3 years old, the Bisulim don't come back. Says the Yerushalmi, if a girl was above 3 years old, she just turned 3. And then Beis Din decided to add another month to the year and change the date based on Ibur Hashanah. And now retroactively she turns to be not 3 years old, her Bisulim will come back. Why? Because nature is handled by Beis Din. If Beis Din say that she's already 3 years old, her Bisulim will not come back. And if Beis Din change the date and turn her to be less than 3, her Bisulim will come back. Nature changes based on Beis Din. And Yerushalmi brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ekro le'elokim elyon lekel goymer alai. Kadosh Baruch Hu is goymer the nature based on Beis Din. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's what happened over here. The daughters of Shmuel, they were relying on Hananya Achi Rabbi Yeshua, who did Ibur Hashanah. He changed the year. So based on his cheshbon, they were not yet 3 years old. See, even though they had a be'ila with a goy below the age of 3 is nothing. So they came to Beis Din and say, Rabbi said, we're tar. But Hananya Achi Rabbi Yeshua was wrong to do Ibur Hashanah. And that Ibur did not go into effect. So they really were 3 years old. And the Be'ilo was a Be'ilo and they became Tameh. So that's why they died. They died because of the mistake of Hananya Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Because of the mistake of relying on that Ibur that they thought they're not 3. So they thought they're saying the truth, but they really were three. So they really did not lie intentionally, but their lie is based on Hananiah, Achi, Rabbi Yeshua. And the Chasav Sefer brings this Goyen. He says, a little hard to say that they were less than 3 years old. They were so young, they already knew all the tricks in the book. So he says, but he could say a little differently. The pshat is, they were adults. But the one they had Be'ilu with, the man they had Be'ilu with, was less than 9 years old based on Hebrew Hashanah. But if you don't have Hebrew Hashanah, he was above 9 years old. So the same idea, just the problem is not with them. The problem was with the Shaboi, with the man that they had Be'ilu with them. And the Chasav Sefer goes on to say two other options to say it. But the idea is all the same. That we're talking about the Bonos of Shmuel, they did not intend to lie. Because they were lying Hananiah Achi Rabbi Yeshua, that changes nature. But because of Hananiah Achi Rabbi Yeshua was wrong, so they really were Tameh, and that's why they ended up dying, as the Yerushalmi says. And this is what the Yerushalmi means that says, Chas Hashem lo shikud, they didn't lie. But because of the Chatos of Hananiah ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Sheiber Sashonah b'chutzorts, because he did a wrong Hebrew Hashanah, he did it in Chutz Loretz, and that was a mistake that caused Bnei Shmuel to make that mistake and assume their Tehoiros when they really were Tmeyos, and that's what eventually caused them to die, the mistake that Hananiah ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua did of doing Hebrew Hashanah. So it comes out that according to Yerushalmi, they really were Tmeyos, but they thought to themselves that they're not. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.